What originally attracted you to the comic book medium, and why do you think you're still attracted to it today?
Well, I mean, I've always liked the idea of telling stories in words and pictures. You know, it's a thing I discovered when I was a kid. I mean, I learned to draw from copying comic books, and it was really always comics that I wanted to do. I never had any aspirations to be an illustrator as such, or a fine artist, or a sculptor, or anything like that. It was the business of telling a story in the combination of words and pictures. And I suspect that it might have something to do with, when you're a kid, you can do a drawing and show it to somebody and they'll glance at it for a second or two and go, oh yeah, great. But if you show them a story, you've got their attention for longer, you know, for half a minute or a minute or as long as it takes to read the story. And so I think that was the thing that really fascinated me, and to me is really the art of what I do. It's that point where the words and the pictures combine. It's not being a fabulous illustrator or being a very lyrical writer. And sometimes, actually, I think illustration that is too complex and too advanced and too eye-grabbing can actually work against telling the story. It tends to pull the reader out of the story. So my aspiration was always just to draw well enough to keep the reader in the story and only to put in the pictures what was necessary to tell the story. And it might be that that was a lot of detail. I'm not saying that necessarily things had to be simplified, but you know, the art was to know how much to put in and when. And that still fascinates me today. And even with Madefire, which is on a digital platform where we have a degree of movement of the camera and of elements and of introducing text and pictures with a degree of timing and impact, that still is the case. You know, what words do you need against this image, or what image do you need against these words? And it's still a thing that absolutely fascinates me. So I think I'm still in it for the long haul.